their argument is actually looking at Australopithecines, which are creatures that lived between 4 to 2 million years ago. And the idea is that they see a correlation between, at that time, the hand was able to make a fist better, and the face was able to take being hit better. So they're seeing this correlation. The idea is that these early creatures, who may have been our ancestors, would have come in, the males may have fought a lot, and that these stronger faces would have helped them in their competition over females, and therefore it would have been an evolutionary advantage to be able to resist being hit in the face, and to also show that you were a stronger male.
So basically, fisticuffs, we're talking, punching each other in the face to show that they're the big man.
Yeah, and the idea is that the parts of the face that get hurt most, that are more susceptible to fracture, are the ones that show that they're strengthening in both the bone and the muscle. So it was around the eyes, the cheekbone, which is quite often fractured in fighting, and the jaws.
Now, given that, you know, we see in films people having a punch-up, you go down the pub on a Friday night, you can see guys having a punch-up. How do we know that our ancestors actually did fight in this way?
Well, the other evidence that they put forward is the idea of the hand was changing, which I find a very interesting argument. They say that the hand was changing to be able to make a fist. At this point in human evolution, the hand was changing quite a lot, but it's thought that it was more to do with changes in the way we moved, that we'd moved out of the trees, and therefore our hands didn't need to be adapted to hold on to branches. So this is a new argument for the changes in the hand.
So what basically are they arguing? Because our ancestors, as I understand, they did have much thicker set skulls, you know, bigger jaws, all this kind of thing. But they're arguing that as our hands got better at punching, our skulls got thinner. How does that work?
One of the problems with it is that, as you say, later in human evolution, the more modern face gets less and less robust. So that's one of the things that's been put forward against their idea, because if it was so advantageous, why would we have lost it? And one of the confusing things about the argument is that they do use modern statistics from fights from hospitals, but they're talking about creatures that would have been very different. And also, the other possible thing that was a bit strange with them is those creatures would have had quite long arms still. So I'm not sure how good they would have been at boxing.
I don't know, give them a few pints down the pub?
Yeah, I mean, they would have been able to hit each other in the face, but I'm not sure that would have been the driving force for this kind of anatomical evolution.
Today we have the skulls that we see that are very different from our ancestors. Men and women also have very different shaped faces. What are some of the other explanations that could have driven this change in our skulls over time?
So the main argument that has been used with human evolution and those particular creatures is that they were dealing with a very tough diet, and therefore they needed these strong muscles and strong bones in the face to deal with bite forces. They needed to crack very hard seeds or nuts, or they needed to process very hard food, like very rough, fibrous vegetables. So that's put forward as the reason for this skull shape. And then the differences between males and females is to do with the differences in the male and female mating system. So if you have very large males and smaller females, which they seem to have, in terms of body size, it suggests that there was competition between the males.
And hence, like, the more rugged guys would get the girls?
Yep, and that's how it works in modern ape societies. If you look at gorillas, then they are much larger than the females, and it allows them to gain access to the females and then to pass on their genes and to father many offspring.
So it may also explain why we find the kind of the rugged action heroes attractive as well?
Yeah, definitely, and that's one of the arguments. I mean, they have these very strong brow ridges. So one of the things they say in the article is that you can tell from a man's voice and from the shape of his face how strong he is and how good at fighting he might be.
Depending if you want a fighter or a lover, I guess. The paper that they've put forward is looking at our ancestors. How convincing do you think the arguments are, and how relevant do you think they are to modern humans today?
I think it's a very interesting idea that's having to make us reconsider why we think the skulls look like that at that point. Because we've said it's to do with diet, but diet hasn't really been able to explain the things that we've been observing in the fossil record. So it's interesting, this idea that there might be these other advantages to having big muscles and strong bones in the face. And considering what the relationships might have been like, we always thought that people before civilization might have been a bit more at one with nature, the noble savage. So it's interesting, this idea of how our ancestors might have been more violent. And it's something that's come up through a lot of research from in primatology and in human evolutionary studies, the idea that chimpanzees weren't as nice as we thought they were because they hunt, they have cannibalism, and they fight a lot, and they fight very viciously. So it's making us think, well, maybe our ancestors out there on African plain also had quite violent lives.